Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are always those for the first time who sit and will say, this cannot be so. For it is the same voice, the same face, it is the man in the chair putting on a show. And what I say is the same thing every single time. You are so free to believe what you wish. The beauty of the love of God for you is the freedom to object. The freedom not to look. The freedom to say it is ignorant or stupid. All of this is yours. And in addition, that for those who would believe that way, we've also said many times that the angelic world loves you just as much as anyone else. Figuratively, the same number of angels walk out the door with you as walk out with the channeler. That the love of God is not proprietary. It is not one that will just bias the ones that love back. It's for life. You may not believe these things are accurate or true, and it doesn't make a difference to us. I know where I am. I have said that before. My partner brings me to places where I know the potentials of all souls will be. There are those of you, and I know you, who have only come at the last moment. I know you. Those who have planned to be here, old soul, when you saw it, listed you wanted to come, we know you. We know the ones who have come in disbelief and distress. And there's one here that literally is at the last. Oh, dear one. She's at the end of her string, expecting this is it. Or there is nothing. You see, I know who's here. Now, you and I have to come to an agreement if anything is going to happen. Let us discuss in the compassion that is that of God. Let us discuss you. If you have come to this place today, and you have a, what I will call a dense filter. That means this. You've already decided it isn't going to work. Is that you? You're in such disbelief because other things have not gone right for you that you're saying this won't either. If that is the way it's going to be, you will walk out the same way you came in. You've got to let God have a chance with you. I want to tell you what you're looking for is not outside. It's inside. If they haven't told you, you were born beautiful. You were born beautiful. And the seed of God is in every single human being because you were born equal in that regard. Every human in the room or listening to my voice has the seed of God within. You may have spent a lifetime those telling you you didn't have a chance or you couldn't do this or that or God was angry or judgmental. I'm here to give you loving information that's just the reverse. If you had any idea of how much love there was for you, and you can, if you want, just give it a chance. Drop the barrier of disbelief just today. and see whether there is a difference in how you feel, the peace, the comfort. Things start to make sense. Listen, you may not get a solution to your problem today, but you will get intuitively the information that you will. That you will. And you'll walk out with a smile, and you'll know things are different. You just opened the door to what you have always had, which we call the God inside. Humanity was created for this, to partner with the divine. And you can be in a closet and you can be a hermit, and you got the same connection to the Almighty that any teacher who is spiritual does. Did you hear that? All you need is you. What a beautiful system. If you're in disbelief, you're a target for dis-ease. Did you know that? Your biology, it does not know about God because you don't. Your biology is listening to the consciousness of the human being all the time. What do you believe? What should we do? And the human being is sad and they cry and they say, I'll never accomplish this or that. I might as well die. And the biology says, okay, let's start with this disease. Do you understand how powerful you are? You wake up in the morning, you put your feet on the floor. First thing, I am that I am because I have God inside. Let this day bring the compassion of God in my life with everything I do. And then get up and start your day. Your cells will hear something different. They won't hear the victim crying anymore. Instead, the cells will hear the mastery that you are. And you sit there and you say, well, these are nice words, Cryon. I don't know if I can do it. You don't know if you don't try. And I'd like you to start today. Drop the barrier of disbelief just for a little while. Even if things seem outlandish and you've never heard them, and my partner will say them from the stage, do not shut the door. And at the end of the day and the end of the message, you can shut it. Go back to being the where you were if you like it better. That's the agreement that I'm asking for. Not all of you are in disbelief. You are old souls drawn to this room for a reason, because you want to know more. And you know that there is something happening on the planet, and you have a maturity that speaks to you that says, go there and listen. The entire paradigm of teaching is going to change. There'll come a day when you no longer come to a meeting like this, because the bridge between you and the seed of God in you will be so much better. You will have the information intuitively instead of channeled. This is where humanity is going. Dear ones, I know where I am. I know who is here. I know what you've been through. And the next time you decide to go to your knees in prayer or meditation, I want you to know that we are prepared, because we have been through everything you have been through, at your side. When you cry, we cry. When you shout in joy, we shout in joy. We're good dancers. You have no idea how we celebrate when you laugh. It's an energy that can only be duplicated here and on the other side of the veil. Did you know that? Laughter and joy are divine. That is the message. And where are you with this? Kryon, I'd like to believe what you're saying. I really would, but I don't know where to begin. Why don't you begin by taking our hand, figuratively. Feel the energy of a love for you that says, let us work on the puzzle, because right now you won't let us. You can't be a victim and find God inside. That's where to begin. Take the hand and then let it be and see where it goes. Joy and peace must start first. The healing will be yours. The situation will be yours. I could see you in a year if you do this, and you can tell me all about how much better it is now than when you walked in the door. In you, not in me, and not in your teacher, not in the channeler. How does it feel? And this is the message of Kryon for these times. I'll be back for more. And so it is.